Hello.
Hi, is this Sandy?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. It's Samantha. He's calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Is it a good time? Can we discuss the project overall?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So first of all, Sandy, all you got to do is log into our online portal, and I have already sent you the invitation. Okay, so you have already signed in. I see that you've sent me something. Is that correct?
I did. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to send it via the portal or in response to the email that I received. So I replied to the email. I didn't know how to add anything to the portal. But I have logged in already, yes.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so that is good to go. I would like some clarification on what exactly you've sent me. I believe that's the book cover, correct?
And manuscript.
And the manuscript. Perfect. Okay, last thing that I need from you is to download the book marketing service brief form that I've sent you and fill it out and send it back to me on the portal. Okay?
Let me see if I can find that here.
Okay.
I'm not very good with technology, so
Oh, I
there was an
beg to
attachment.
defer, Sandy. Yes. If you
The
did this
attachment that
much,
says book services.
the book
Okay.
marketing services, you click on that, you're going to get an option to download
Okay.
it. Now, once you download it, you fill out the brief form and you save it in your computer, you go back to the portal. Add reply, you'll be able to attach a file and you can just select that specific file and send it back to me. Just the way you did with the previous ones.
Okay, let me see. Okay, there it is. I downloaded it and I can open it. It's a Word file. And let's see what's on there. Okay, so that'll take me a little while to fill out. And then I put that back
On the
on the
portal.
portal.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it. All right. One more thing I need to know from your end, just to understand the background. This book that you've sent me, the manuscript, what exactly is the vision behind it, and how did you end up writing it?
I ended up writing it based on my 4 decades as first a prosecutor and then a trial judge, then a court of appeal justice in California. And along the way, I had saved all sorts of anecdotes, funny transcripts, not so funny transcripts. I have the notes from all of the 400 jury trials I presided over. And I had all this material, and I decided to put it together in a book with a local flavor. I'm from Los Angeles, and there's a lot of local scenes from Los Angeles that are very popular with my local readers and things like that. So I wrote about what I knew about, and I picked a couple of timely themes for it. One is sexual harassment by people in power, and the other is allegations of racism against people in power. And those two issues conflict in the book between the antagonist and protagonist.
Gotcha. Okay, so that is pretty much interesting. I want to know how long have you served in the field? I mean, being a lawyer, a judge, what was your tenure like?
So I was a lawyer for 10 years as a prosecutor in California. And when I was 35, I was appointed to the bench in California, in Los Angeles. I spent 20 years on the trial court.
Amazing. That is quite
And
impressive, Sandy. And how was your experience overall?
oh, it was unbelievable. Then after those 20 years, I spent 13 additional years on the California Court of Appeal, which is the second highest court in California.
Right, right.
So it was an incredible career. I came from humble beginnings. Nobody in my family had attended college, things like mm-hmm. that. And I worked my way through high school and college, all that good stuff. And things just really fell into place for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is truly amazing. What are your visions for the book? What are your aims and goals?
My goals are to reach a much broader audience than I have and turn that into a positive financial return on all my efforts, which would be great. Many people who have read it have suggested that it would make a really good streaming video series because of all the characters and the twists and turns and stuff. So if there was any interest in that, that would be wonderful. I know that's a long shot. But those are the things. Or the other thing is I am working on a second book. And so I'm hoping to develop a platform with multiple books to increase my visibility and sales.
Gotcha. Okay, well, looking at just taking a sneak peek and hearing from whatever you told me, I think the book has all the potential to become a bestseller and gain the popularity that you want it to gain. So if we do all this correctly, I think it's pretty much doable.
Okay, that works for me.
All right. Okay, Sandy. For now, I'm going to leave you with a brief form because I understand this is, I believe, the first time that you're working on a book, right? It's your first book.
Yes, it is my first book.
So let's take baby steps at a time. And for now, I'll just be waiting for you to send back the marketing form, and then I will guide you in regards to how we will move forward step by step, okay?
Okay. And I didn't catch your name at the start.
Lisa Taylor.
Oh, Lisa Taylor. Okay.
Okay, Sandy.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a wonderful day, and I'm really excited to work with you.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Lisa. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.